Hagon Reb Meir Shapiro Zatzal, upon establishing his famed yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, was asked to describe the derech, the approach, of his shiurim. He responded that his goal was not to provide the talmidim, the students, with a finished baked roll, but rather to teach them how to bake the roll, to learn on their own. You, the kosher consumer, is quite familiar with the myriad of finished kosher certified baked products on the market. In this presentation, we will attempt to give you a behind-the-scenes look and an understanding of how industrial bakeries work, how these products are made, and some of the relevant kashrus issues involved in certifying them. Modern industrial baking facilities can be divided primarily into two general categories: bakeries and baking supply companies. Bakeries. While industrial bakeries are similar in many ways to the smaller retail bakery, there are particular issues that pertain to them by virtue of their size and the scope of their operation. An industrial bakery may be as large as 3 million square feet with its own loading dock to accommodate 18-wheel trucks for shipping and receiving. A bakery may produce 30,000 bagels per hour. Some bakeries use as many as 500 to 600 ingredients. There is a particular bread company whose inventory of finished products is palletized and distributed in a massive frozen warehouse. The entire process is automated. An entire neighborhood bakery can fit into some industrial ovens. These differences impact upon kashrus supervision in two ways. In some ways, it is easier to monitor the activities of industrial bakeries. Large bakeries are usually computerized, well-organized. They have ample room for distinctive dairy parv equipment. In this respect, they are easier to supervise in a small, cramped-for-space bakery. The flip side, of course, is that adequate supervision of large bakeries requires much training, a good measure of technical proficiency, and time. The second category is baking supply companies. While not well known to the average consumer, bakery supply companies represent the bulk of the bakery industry. These companies manufacture specialized products which are used as ingredients by bakeries, food service establishments, and consumers at home. Nowadays, retail bakeries, especially in-store bakeries, no longer bake all or most of their goods from scratch. Rather, they rely on the convenience of using pre-mixed ingredients that are designed for their particular needs. Baking supply companies produce three main categories of products: bake mixes, frozen doughs, and fillings. Bake mixes are mixes of ingredients such as flour, baking powder, oil, shortening, emulsifiers, enzymes, and starches, which are used by the bakeries to produce finished baked products. Mixes are produced for all of the various baked goods: cakes, pastries, cookies, and breads. Even something as Hamish and traditional as challah is produced using industrial bakery premixes. Indeed, there was one particular bakery whose challahs were extremely popular due to their distinctive taste and texture. Shoppers wondered about the secret recipe of its talented baker, only to find out that it was none other than an industrial challah mix. Frozen dough is fully prepared dough that is frozen and ready to be baked. These doughs are used for a full range of baked items. An example is the common and quite popular frozen challah dough used by consumers. Incidentally, there is no need for hafroshas challah, the separation of challah, when baking these frozen challahs at home. The obligation of hafroshas challah comes at the time of lisha, kneading of the dough. If the company is not Jewish-owned, there is no chiyuv challah. If it is Jewish-owned, a reliable kashrus certifying agency will already have taken care of hafroshas challah. However, with respect to Pas Yisroel, regardless of whether the frozen dough comes from a Jewish-owned company or not, the finished product will be by definition Pas Yisroel, since the Jew is baking the dough. Pas Yisroel depends upon the baking, not the kneading of the dough. The third category of bakery supply companies is fillings. These are mainly used by bakeries for use in their own finished pastries or pies. There are parv, fruit fillings, as well as dairy cheese fillings. One particular large bakery maintains a separate facility that exclusively produces apple fillings. Thousands of apples pass through this plant daily. A computer system views each apple and discerns the quality using 8 different criteria. Only apples passing all 8 are used. The rest are discarded. We will now discuss some of the issues involved in supervising these facilities as kosher. The most fundamental aspect of supervision is to ensure that all ingredients meet the kosher requirements of the kosher agency. Baking companies use a vast number of ingredients, more than most other industries. In addition to the obvious and somewhat innocuous use of basic flours, the full range of ingredients requiring intense certification is used. For example, oils, shortenings, egg products, emulsifiers, flavors, and enzymes. Product formulas must be reviewed and monitored to make sure that no parv products were made with dairy ingredients. Compatible dairy parv ingredients may not be used. In case of bulk deliveries, bills of lading, certificates of analysis, and lot letters signed by a mashkiach matching the particular lot production may be required. The mashkiach must know where all of the ingredients are stored. Often, besides the obvious warehouse of ingredients, there are additional locations such as freezers, small rooms, trailers in the parking lot, and hidden high pallet racks within the warehouse. Companies will often have research and development R&D labs to test or experiment with new products. These may be in separate facilities, or they may be in designated rooms within the facility. Often, new products are tested on the same equipment as production, depending upon the size and the scope of the company. As a result, these ingredients also must be monitored and supervised as well. The following ingredients are not actual food ingredients. However, they must also be monitored by the mashkiach because they can contain non-kosher derivatives. Number one, release agents. Oven belts or pans are often greased so that their breads or cakes are easily released and do not stick to the surface. Number two, paper liners. Baking pans are usually lined with baking paper. There are two main types of papers on the market: paper treated with silicone and paper treated with Kwilon. Silicone is a chemical that is not kosher sensitive. Kwilon, however, may come from animal fat and therefore requires reliable kosher certification. Bakers will often use Kwilon because it is cheaper than silicone. It is not enough for a mashkiach to review all of the ingredients. He must also be a chochem who is roe es hanolad. He must try to foresee future developments. If an inventory of ingredients, especially sensitive ones, is running dangerously low, there is a risk that the company may obtain a non-approved replacement. The mashkiach must raise this issue and discuss it with the company. In general, he must become familiar with all of the company personnel and understand their respective roles in running the facility. I'd like to take a few moments to talk about natural ingredients. Consumers often have the misconception that natural ingredients are more likely to be kosher. Incidentally, it is generally assumed as well that they are more healthful. This is not always the case. You know, poison mushrooms are very natural, and they are extremely unhealthy. In reality, natural ingredients often present very serious kosher concerns. We will now list a few interesting examples that particularly pertain to the baking industry. Mold inhibitors in bread. Bread manufacturers need an ingredient whose function is to prevent the formation of mold. These ingredients are called mold inhibitors. The most common and basic inhibitor is calcium propionate, which is a synthetic white crystalline powder. Other chemicals used include sodium diacetate and potassium sorbate. They are innocuous and present no kosher concern. However, if a company is marketing its products as natural, these synthetic chemicals cannot be used, and a natural mold inhibitor must be used instead. A very common natural mold inhibitor used is acetic acid, more commonly known as vinegar. It is most usable in a powdered form, and it is commonly powdered in a dairy medium. Fermented dairy solids themselves are also used as natural mold inhibitors. This presents an obvious kosher problem. While kosher-certified vinegar and whey can be obtained, the ingredient would be dairy, and regular bread cannot be dairy according to halacha, according to Jewish law. Therefore, bread containing this ingredient by definition cannot be certified as kosher. Indeed, this issue is a major impediment in the certification of new bread companies. There are companies that produce these vinegar inhibitors under certification, powdered in a para form using corn solids and wheat starch. Dairy ingredients, incidentally, sometimes are added for taste as well. There is a story about an out-of-town bakery in the United States many years ago whose challahs were unusually tasty and nice-looking. Unfortunately, it was later determined that its taste and good looks were enhanced by the addition of milk powder. Another natural mold inhibitor used primarily in dark breads is raisin juice concentrate. This, too, presents a serious kosher concern. It is now the consensus of the major kosher certification organizations that raisin juice concentrate is currently produced in the same way that grape juice is produced and therefore has the halachic issue of stam yenom and can be accepted only under rigorous supervision and certification. In reality, there are very few sources of reliably certified raisin juice concentrate. Another issue involving natural ingredients are natural sweeteners. A company marketing a natural or healthful cookie or baked product will often want to use a pure fruit juice as its source of sugar. Grape juice is one of the most effective sweeteners among the fruit juices. Additionally, there is scientific research pointing to certain health benefits of grape juice, making it even more likely that it will be used in a natural or healthful product. Grape juice, again, presents the serious issue of stam yenom. Another issue involving natural ingredients is color. There are times when companies will want to produce red or pink cookies. If the cookie is marketed as natural, it will not contain chemical colors as ingredients. Such cookies will often use a natural red carmine food coloring. Carmine, or carminic acid, is a natural organic dye made from the dried bodies of female insects called Coccus cacti, which live on cactus plants. It is one of the oldest known natural dyes. The problem is that most of the major kashrus agencies today accept the psak halacha that carmine is not kosher. We mentioned before the issue of dairy bread. I would like to further delve into it. The iser, the prohibition, as recorded in Shulchan Aruch, in producing dairy bread, is to knead dough, bread dough with dairy, or to bake dairy bread dough. As such, bakery mixes, pre-doughs, are not formally, technically subject to this halacha. However, the major kashrus certification agencies have strongly adopted the position to prohibit the certification of dairy bread mixes as well. The reason is that although there may not be an iser to produce a dairy bread mix, the fact that it will be used to make dairy bread, which is forbidden, would make certifying such a product a michshol, an obstacle, enabling incorrect behavior. This issue, indeed, is a major challenge in certifying bakery mix companies, as often they wish to have their dairy bread mixes certified as well. Baked goods are a staple of our physical sustenance. Indeed, the Talmud Yerushalmi in Maseches Avodah Zorah, in explaining why Pas Yisrael was never accepted totally, refers to them as Chaye Nefesh, life-sustaining. Chaye Nefesh may imply as well not only physical sustenance, but Nefesh, spiritual sustenance as well. Thus, in addition to the technical aspects of certifying the kashrus of products, kashrus certification agencies carry the burden of the ruchnis, the nefesh, the spiritual well-being of Klal Yisrael, in their efforts to prevent the possible timtum halev, the clogging of the heart, of countless Jewish souls. Thus, kashrus agencies shoulder a significant responsibility. Fulfilling this responsibility requires siyata dishmaya, in addition to the necessary knowledge, skill, and vigilance. We are mispalo takodesh baruch hu to grant us this siyata dishmaya, to fulfill our duties properly, and to be able to be mezaka klal Yisrael.